Yes.
Hey, right away.
6 minutes ain't bad, you know. 6 minutes ain't bad. I think 6 minutes are. Yes, Terry. Oh, I'm a joke, aren't I? I feel like I was. What was that? I thought I was doing the beard, but it's not. This beard's got to go, you know. It's going. This is the last week of it. It's out. I feel like it's catching up, though. It's not as bad as it was last week. I feel like I like a beard. Do you know how much skinnier you feel with a beard? I feel like a beard is a good thing. Yes, Maxie. I like a beard. Second, this is the second beard I've ever had in my life. In my entire existence on this planet, I've had a beard twice. And I like it. Do you know how you look much fat, less fat you look? I've got a big round face, a massive head. I've always, when I put weight on, it goes to my face, but a beard hides it. Checking in for the 12th man. Yes, Daddy Galloway. How'd you explain this to your mates? I'm watching Josh's live chat while I'm out. I just want to say, and mate, Endo, did I not say, people who've been watching this from the start, have I not been very clear on Endo? I had a beard more than you had. You've been on time. I've not been on time once this year, have I? Last week, I wasn't even going to do it. Stefan, yes, Stefan, I was going to say that. Stefan, where was you last week, you little rat? I don't think I don't notice when some of the regulars don't come in. Stefan, where was you last week? Stefan, you do 4 on 4 off, don't you? So I always feel like you could always miss out, get the Turkish for a share. But see, no, this is what I was saying. I was saying to Louis today. So the when it comes to the beard, right, when I had a thing here, I had a, Louis and Jed, I had a, what's it called? When I went to the barbers, right, when I went to the barbers, Cass, who I get to cut my hair if my barber's not in yet, he just said, he just gave me a, he just fingered it. He just, what's it called? Because he said I was going to, because he said I knew I was going to tip him. He just shaped my beard up. So, because I always pay for a shape up, I guess, but never ask for a shape up. I just ask for a skin fade, but because of what has left, it's a shape up. Do you know what I mean? It would cost that. So he did it, but I didn't like it. It was too, it looked sharp. It looked like I was trying to have a beard. Does that make sense? And I don't want to try, look like I'm trying to have a beard. I look like it was figgy. Yes, Paddy. Yes, James. I see everyone's in. I feel like sometimes I just go into a story and then forget that people are talking in the chat. But yeah, I don't like it when it looks, you know, like tidy. But I feel like what happened last time was there was a part where it goes that where it was dead patchy, and it's been patchy for weeks, you know, terrible. Like it's been shocking on the sides here. That there, yeah, was fully bald. I don't mean patchy like that. I mean bald. It looked like I'd shaved there. It was fully bald. How can it grow that? Like, how can it grow so patchy that parts of it are bald, right? Well, the rest of it's thick, but it's caught up. That's not. Definitely worse on that side, but that was bald. I feel like it did this anyway. Yes, Cameron. I caught up in work at Wembley last week with mate's kid's birthday. Probably caught up as late. Yeah. Probably caught up. It was as late even. Mate, it was 9:15, I think. A lot of people watch this like afterwards. Like it's actually quite funny how many people say, oh, I can't watch it live, but who has got time to watch this? I suppose some of you. So every Sunday, mate. I've kept it up, you know, 21. What are we on? Episode 21. I'm going to get to 100 and see what happens. Episode 100 is going to be massive watch. what was I going to say then? What was she talking about then? What was she actually talking about? Because I want to finish this story. It's a very important story. The beard, right? So, because it was looking that bad and it was that embarrassing, I was thinking it's got to go, you know. So, on Friday, I was supposed to get rid of it and then didn't. When I come home from the gym, instead of like just doing the whole thing of getting rid of it and having like, I think I just got on the couch and started being a slob. Standard by you, look old as fuck with a bit. That's the thing, isn't it, though? That is the thing. So that's where this story was going, Seb. I don't know if we've spoken about this, but the trade-off is you look old as fuck with a beard, don't you? I look well older. 15 years older with a beard. See, I'm not even whining you up. 15 years older, I think I look with this beard. Finished. Your FOD's gone massive. It has, but it has. It has gone big. It's sad, isn't it? Do you know what it was? Do you know what it was? I never, I've mocked bald people for all my life, always laughed at bald people, thought it was hilarious because I just didn't, even though Mane played for Liverpool and stuff, honestly, swear to God, I just didn't think ever, like, why would I go bald that way? And because my hair's thick on top, I used to laugh at people going bald. I'm going just as much bald as a lot of people, just the opposite way. You kind of get away with it a little bit more because it's still thick on top and that. But mate, have you seen the size of my forehead? No, that was not where my forehead was. It was, not the there's a scar on my head. I think I must say this every week. Do I say this every week on here, or do I say it to people? Do I say this to everyone every week, or do I say this to people when I speak about it? Can't remember that scar there. Yeah, used to be into my hair because when you look on old pictures, when I have like a sharp haircut, it'd be like a nice sharp thing, and the scar was prevalent in the hair. Do you know what I mean? You could see it, but no, it's not. It's not that one. Yeah, it is that one, but now it's there. Now it's like keep missing it every. No, no matter how many times I try to do this on the camera, I get it on the wrong part. That there, yeah, oh, it's there, and it looks a bit bald. It isn't going bald. That's a scar, right? That's a scar. I had to split my head open there, but that used to be in my head, and my hair was about here. How bad's that? How can you go this bald? I deserve it, because I'm definitely not like, you know what I put it down to? Seriously, why I think people go bald? I think not sleeping. I think that's what it is. And I think I spent a lot of my life, I will stand on that. I feel like if people don't sleep, they go bald quicker. And I spent a lot of my fucking early to mid-20s losing out on sleep. A lot of sleep all the time. People think about, do you think about people who don't party nothing, just, even if you just drink all through your 20s, just drink, so you're always going to sleep and everything. Think how much more they sleep than people like party heads for like, a good couple of decades when they're in the 20s, do you know what I mean? Decades. A good couple of years. Fucking hell, just realised that says that. I mean, do you reckon that's right, Stephen? Do you reckon that's right? Stephen, but tell me this. Tell us a story about you. Split your head open. Right. Worst story ever. So, Tom Walker, one of my best mates growing up, was having a bike ride. I was literally talking to my mum about this story today, yeah. We was having a bike ride down my street, and I was well ahead of him on this bike, so I'm turning, mocking him. Next thing, wake up in hospital. As I was turning, mocking him, how far in front of him I was, drove into a lamppost. 4 doors down from my house, I promise you. And the people inside the house come out, my head was split open. They put some frozen peas on my hand. Apparently, I would cry my eyes out. I definitely wouldn't have been. You know what? I would get up to anything as a kid, me. But when it came to pain, I weren't brave. Never been brave. JJ's not brave either. And it makes me laugh because, like, he isn't brave, but I ain't brave when it came to pain. Yes, Paddy. Paddy fucked us off last week, did he? Come in for about 5 seconds. Tell us a story about it. You stop and tell us another story. No, sorry. What story was I on to? The beard. Right, let's go back to the beard. Then the scar. We'll finish the scar and go back to the beard. Oh, had we finished the beard? Oh, yeah, the age thing. Yeah, we've finished the beard. We got off beards and everything. Character building, lad. Yeah, mate, I was not a brave kid. But I was brave in the sense that I would, like, climb anything, jump on rope swings, everything. I would try everything and do everything. But if it didn't work and I hurt myself, mate, I was not brave. I was a bit soft. I remember, right, climbing. So there used to be this Chinese on our road. It's just a shop now. Like, for all my life, it was a Chinese where my mum and dad lived. And now it's just a shop. Or actually, no, but then it was a shop, and now it's just an house. It was my Chinese for about 17, 18 years. I know people just live in the house. I can't believe it. There used to be a tree behind there, right? And they used to go mad. Behind their house, you could play football perfect. Not, I wouldn't say a perfect wall playing football, but it was a decent wall playing football. And it was in the back streets, so it had a street light. So it was always lit. It was lit all the time. Was a lamppost okay? Fuck you, James. I have got a big head, though. And I feel like flicking me loose change at my screen looking at that beard. Why? Do you not think it? Listen, right? Seriously. So, I'm going to leave it another week because it's just hiding so much weight. Not right now, but do you know what? I was going to do a poll, Lilt or Pepsi Max, and it will definitely be in my drafts because I wrote it out and everything with 5 minutes. I feel like it shit me up more then because I was looking at my phone. What was I saying then? Yes, Josh, definitely a pellet. Do you know what? Right. So, it obviously was a penalty, right? But you know what made me laugh? It is a penalty. I say it's a penalty. And I was like, why is that a fucking penalty? But my stance on football has always been, always, forever, and I think it's, and it still is, if you win the ball, and if no matter what happens afterwards, it's you've won the ball. And I feel like I'm letting, like, you know, like, the moment get to me, because I would, if that got given against me, I'd hate it, but it's still a penalty. Lil's the best drink ever, innit? But do you know what's happened, Cam? So Lil is the best drink ever, I think, because you hardly ever drink Lil, right? And when you do drink it, it's unbelievable because it's Lil, and Lil's amazing, but you don't buy it all the time. But last time I went to see my mum and dad in Bolton, I got given a six pack of Lil. So I've been drinking Lil, well, six pack of Lil and an 8-pack of Pepsi Max. But yes, Supreme. Supreme, you weren't here last week either, actually. Another one that I noticed weren't here. You and Stefan fucked me off last week, and it's a fact. You can deny it, but you definitely did. Lil Shitner, they've not changed the recipe. They just changed. Fanta just bought them, didn't they? Fanta just bought Lil, and it's now called Lil Fanta Grapefruit and something. They've not changed the recipe. It's just been bought by Fanta. It's the same, promise you. Just seen a video of him hit his chest first. People got too much time to be arse slowing it down. Shit to get over. Yeah, yeah. That's what I think. I seen a video on Twitter. So the only video I've seen is I watched it live, and then there's a video that I sent to my dad on Twitter, and it's like 6 seconds long with foreign commentary. And I've seen that probably twice. But then there was another video. Have you seen the video? There's two guys, one of them's bald, and I'm still mocking bald people, and they're watching the penalty. It's not Figgy, is it? No, it's not. Obviously, I would remember if it was Richard Keys. Richard Keys, he's just a Dutch guy. And the going over the penalty is slowing down and everything. I don't think it was a penalty. Not with you, no, mate. What's that? Went on a mad one after the game. Who did we play last week? Lou, are you getting a... Oh, that's horrendous. I've just read that. And that's Louis fucking us off. No way. Now they use sweetener instead of sugar, or sometimes doesn't taste the same to me. Are you sure? Don't they all do that now? Oh, yeah, the final, obviously, course, fucking hell. Yeah, no, definitely, I wouldn't have even expected you to... Imagine me doing, someone having a weekly show that I tune into, and then it's on the night of a final. No, yeah, perfectly fine. But the footy, let's talk Poirier. Poirier, mate, I was buzzing. And do you know what? So, I nearly turned on Poirier, you know, yesterday. Fuck all the other stuff. Let's get into the good nitty-gritty. I nearly turned on Poirier, you know, because... Seen that interview he does with but then I think I still don't know if I like it or not. The one with Dan Hooker, I'd never seen that, you know, and I watched that fight live. I remember I watched that fight with my mate Booth. And don't ask me why, right? He will back me up on this year, promise you. When the thing finished, when the fight finished, what's I saying? I was trying to compose myself then to remember what I'd say, but I lost it. Age. Oh, yeah, Hooker versus Poirier. When it finished, we both looked at each other and said, that was a shit fight, that, you know, weren't that a shit fight? And we was like, yeah, fucking shit fight, that. Both agreed that it was a shit fight. I'm sure it won, like, fight for one of the fight of years. And when I watched that back, I think, that was an unbelievable fight. but don't remember the after interview bit, you know, where he says, where he's like, you're going to smash my head in or something. Because he's fucked, isn't he? Hooker on the floor. Did he finish him? Did Poirier finish Hooker? No, it was definitely a decision. That's when I thought Poirier was finished, you know. I honestly thought he was done. When hang on, Poirier. How do I find this? Hooker. Yeah, after that fight, I thought he was going to be terrible. Because I thought he was going to take, I don't know why. Do you know sometimes when you just think that, it went the full five, didn't it, in lockdown? Yeah, it was definitely that. And that, yeah, because I think he was on the undercard, Mike Perry. I'll have to... My mate will back me up on this. We still don't know why to this day. Both of us looked at each other. It was obviously stoned at the time and just said, wasn't that a bit of a shit fight? Or was we pissed? I can't remember. Was it in lockdown? It would have been in lockdown, wouldn't it? Yeah, Apex card. Honestly, and we both thought it was a shit fight. It was a sick fight. But why that thing when he goes over after the fight starts giving him shit, and then obviously he's done it with Fingy before as well. Who else has he done it with Poirier now, where he just keeps going? Chandler as well. The Chandler thing was weird as well, because Dustin Poirier's a bit of a like dirty fighter as well. I feel like I really loved him. And then I started to go off him. But now I wanted him to win that yesterday. I feel like, you know, when do you know, because he like sort of sticks it to the UFC now a little bit with what he did. Do you know he got pay-per-view points? He negotiated, but rightly so. But yeah, he got pay-per-view points. Oh, this is what I've read. But think, how mad is it that that's a big thing that he got pay-per-view points? Because the only two people that would have got pay-per-view points would have been him and O'Malley. And how did UFC structure it? It's not like pay-per-view points like fucking Mayweather, that it's like dollars. So you get... most just standard pay-per-view point thing is obviously that's when, you know, like Volkanovski and all them get them these big deals, but the standard UFC champions contract, it works out like 2.5 million a fight, which is obviously ridiculous money, like crazy money. And they'll love it. To them is ridiculous money. To me, it would change my life, but 2.5 million. And so they're happy with it. It's a massive payday. It's the best thing ever. They do about 15 million. No, not that much. Obviously like 10 million, but they do 10 million, 12, 15 million pound, $20 million gates. And then obviously what the pay-per-view is. And then ESPN, they have a deal with ESPN. Can you believe the UFC, how smart they're around? They are killing it. They've got a deal with ESPN where ESPN pay them for 400,000 pay-per-views straight away. Mate, because obviously, whenever I start throwing myself into some MMA, mate, I'm a nerd and I'm on all fucking everything, reading everything about it. They would I'm obsessed with pay-per-view buys as well. I don't know why. In boxing, everything. I always have been. I always want to. And album sales as well. Obsessed with album sales. What does an album do first week? How much did it do overall? I've always been obsessed with things like that. I don't know why. Album sales. There's definitely other ones. Album sales, singles. No, not single sales. For like, if it just goes number one, never been asked about single. Album sales first week. And film box office to budget. These are things I obsess about. How much a film cost to make and how much it did make. What are other random things people obsess about? What was I just saying then? What was your one? Films and they make. I want to get back to the first one. Reckon last night I got 1 mil. Reckon who got 1 mil? Half a mil. All title challenges get half a mil. That's how they do it because it's such a good amount. Because obviously, so imagine Fingy, Cheeto getting £500,000 just today. Like, it's a massive amount to him. But so like it keeps them happy, like sort of like crooked in and happy. Because if you can get a title shot, it can change your life. But they don't massively underpay them. It made a £30 million gate and they probably paid at most £6 million in fingers. No way it did. No way it did a million buys. What's he called? Sterling said that when he fought him, Sean O'Malley's not a massive star, you know. I like him now, you know. I've gone fully on his side. I was team Cheeto because I do like Cheeto, but I'm not sad O'Malley won, you know. I like O'Malley. Can you believe it? I was his biggest hater ever. I've started doing that now, you know. I'm flip-flopping. I like Adesanya. When Adesanya fights next, I want him to win. I've started liking Adesanya. Have you heard my opinions on Adesanya? Why do I just blindly decide I hate or like something? Is that a bad trait? But when I'm loyal. But if I have been the worst hater of Adesanya all the time, forever. I've always wanted him to lose all the time. And then the first ever time I ever wanted him to win was the Pereira first fight, yeah. That is the first fight ever ask me mates who know my MMA opinions that I have ever wanted Adesanya to win. And it used to annoy me as well because I used to hate Anthony Joshua, I used to hate Adesanya, and I used to hate Usman, and they're all Nigerian. And it used to make me think, why do I hate all these Nigerians? Because this was even my era where I just loved everything Nigerian. You've come a long way from UFC 8. Mate, I know, mate. Do you remember Boxing Twitter guy? I used to be fully submerged in Boxing Twitter and be a Boxing Twitter guy and just only like boxing, never liked MMA at all. I don't even really like boxing. No, I do like boxing. Boxing's still the number one in it because, you know what, I'd have to say I like MMA more than boxing in terms of the sport, but boxing is the best sport. Nothing feels bigger than a big, big, big boxing fight. Like, it's the best. Like, I love the whole build-up to it. The weekend, like, Spence Crawford felt like, you know, that was a big one where everyone talks about it all week. The anticipation's massive. Like, and then it comes and, like, you stay up for it and everyone's talking about it. A big boxing fight is better than any big MMA fight. It's better than any Super Bowl. It's better than anything. It's better than any big football match, anything. Any big sporting occasion, a massive, massive, massive big fight in boxing is bigger than them all, and everyone loves it. And everyone wants to be there. Do you know what I mean? All the biggest celebrities go to the biggest boxing fights. They're sick. Boxing's the number one and will always be the number one. But MMA is a thing to watch to consumers throughout the year. It is well better, isn't it? Well better. And the things I'm on about, it's quite bad, really, isn't it? Because not more about it. We say they should get paid more. And obviously, yeah, they should get paid more. But I like MMA so much because of the monopoly. I like MMA so much because the UFC have control of everything for such a small, like, small amount. And they can make the best fights. And that's why, City, fuck off, Rob. It was a good game. Listen, we're sticking on boxing, actually, a minute. We're having a good little conversation here. And then we'll get to the City game. But that's why I think I like UFC, because UFC can just control it because of how lot they've gone at. You'd never be able to get that with boxing. So every week you watch good, not every week, the Apex stuff's terrible, but I haven't watched an Apex card meet at all. I've never watched a single second, no matter who the main event is, of an Apex card since lockdown, since like you couldn't have fans because obviously there was nothing else. But as soon as you can have fans, why would I want to watch MMA with no fans? Doesn't make any sense. Rob's all right, you know, Rob's good stuff. He's just... Rob, actually, aren't you a Newcastle fan? Rob, are you not a Newcastle fan? Hang on. Rob, aren't you a Newcastle fan? I was thinking Rob was a City fan then. If he's a Newcastle fan, he's going to have time out, mate. Why is everyone, like, bum fucking City? What was talking about boxing then? Oh, who's arse? Let's talk about fucking City. Betty Swallocks, yes. You know what? Betty Swallocks, yeah. So I thought Betty Swallocks, because it's a big Bolton thing, Betty Swallocks, but it's a take piss. he was wanting to get involved last week, right? Or maybe the week before that, whenever. I can't remember. I never remember anything. And I wouldn't read out all of his comments and stuff because I thought it was a take piss name. I thought it was someone taking the piss. Do you know what I mean? But he's sound, Betty Swallocks. Yes. Yes, lad. I've never watched the Apex card. Talked to me minutes ago. Since, listen, Danny, don't try to terrorize me. I've never watched an Apex card since lockdown, since crowds could not be. That's what I said. You didn't even finish. Did you type first? Did you type before I finished? Because I remember how slow the chat is. Disco Tech or Crawford versus Canelo. No one wants to see that, mate. Do you know what, right? Because I'm like a Canelo fan more than I like. I love him. And his career's coming to an end. And I don't care. I just want him to be sick for as long as he can. Why is he going back to PBC? Stay away from PBC and get easy, easy, massive paydays with Eddie Hearn so I can just enjoy Canelo for a bit longer. Fight, what's that idiot called? Belanger. Fight him, right? Make a shitload of money because Eddie Hearn is that in love with Canelo, right? And like being promoting Canelo events and being front and center when something's as big as Canelo. He even says it openly himself. This isn't me just, he openly says himself like he takes like a crumb, the smallest percentage ever, because it's massive for Matchroom to be linked with Canelo and everything. Fair enough. That's why he's the best. You know what I mean? But go with him, stay with him. Fucking Belanger, mate. Fight Belanger, make a shit ton of money. Fight Mungai on his own, shit ton of money. Who else have they got? Eddie will spin it so you can just keep fighting all them. Only because Bestwick shagged Liverpool. Who's Bestwick? What? Fuck the Macums. No, I'm not. I like the Macums. Listen, do you know what, Rob? Yeah. Seriously. So it's impossible, you know, to turn this back around because Newcastle, in Newcastle fans I interact with now day to day, because I don't meet Newcastle fans, are on Twitter. And your Twitter fans, Rob, are the worst people in the world, you know. Newcastle Twitter fans are some of the worst fans ever. They're the most annoying people ever. People who support Newcastle on Twitter are the most annoying people ever. But Geordies, when you actually go up to Newcastle, are sick people. So, but Macums are all sound. I don't think there's any knobheads on Twitter who are not sound. Or only because, Canelo's the last boxer superstar. Yeah, exactly. Josh, you're with me. See, Josh, that's how me and Josh got like such good mates, is because you would be up for big Canelo fights. And there's only used to ever be like a certain group of people who would actually stay up for things like Canelo fights, obviously. Mayweather fights and that, everyone stays up from and stuff like that, but Canelo, when he was fighting at that, and the same, you'd always chat to the same people about things when it was later, like 3-4 in the morning, who else is up? Oh, Daddy got the worst Twitter fans you've got to admit. We have the yeah, do you know what? We give ourselves, we've got bad, some of our Twitter fans are bad, yeah, obviously, yeah, great, yeah, but I'm talking like, do you know, just like the fans, not the influencer sort of fans. I'm talking about the ground level fans, do you know what I mean? Not them. Even like lower than Laurie, just people who are on Twitter who they support, like Newcastle fans on Twitter. Laurie's the worst, mate. He's the worst at Laurie. I agreed. Do you know how petty I am? I don't know why. So I had a tweet here and it was good. Is he LFC Laurie? How do I find him? There he is, right. Obviously, it'd be easy to go. No, let's see if he's. Should we see how long it takes me to find the tweet that I agree with? But what if he has loads of stuff that I agree with? Oh, mate, does he tweet a lot? Oh, he tweets a lot. There's no way I'm finding it that way. How will I find his tweet that I thought was quite good? He said something and I thought it was all right, and I nearly retweeted it. Yeah, if I go on latest. Yeah, because I can't I score it. Oh, I don't really think I agreed with it. I just think I thought. No, I mean, most agreed with it. I thought it was funny. I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to retweet it to piss people off. Cardiff scoring a goal in the 9th minute of stoppage time with 8 minutes were clearly allocated. Play until Cardiff score. Klopp's farewell tour. I can't read. Ruining football yet again. I probably don't think I laughed at it, but I was like, yeah, I'll retweet that. And then I realised it was him. It's Conor a Muppet. What's this kid? Have you seen this, though? This goal? How sick is this? Right, I'm obsessed with, I'm not a limbs merchant, like, I understand that they're not always going to be good, but I am obsessed with watching, and I do love limbs, do you know what I mean? Like, I love watching just crowds go sick and let-offs and everything. I love them, man. Anytime, that's why, you know, when you just watch, you know, some people watch, do you know, some mad kids and mad people watch, like, videos of, like, people fighting and animals fighting and, like, mad shit like that, cars, fast cars and that, nah. Limbs. I was doing Cobbly Red is the worst. Yeah, but I don't really see these people, you know. Like, I know Laurie exists, and I see him maybe once every two weeks he'll pop onto my attention, same with Cobbly Red, but I don't, they don't really like, they're not finger mine. Newcastle fans on Twitter are literally what they're like in real life. see Josh and Rob, I feel like they will never get on, even though they get on. Because, yeah. And every time I say this about the Twitter things, you just never let it go, Josh. You always say that's what they're like in real life. But listen, Josh, I'll be honest. I used to always meet Newcastle fans up in Newcastle, and they'd be sound. If you'd beat them, they'd be sound. Usually when I'd go to Newcastle, I like to stay. The result will ruin a thing for me, you know. So is it quite bad that if it was Newcastle, I'd like to stay the night before in Newcastle? One of the funniest stories of my life ever yet, ever of all time, ever, is a story that happened at Newcastle away. But it's something I could never, ever tell on the live chat, right? Ever, could not, never possibly be told on the live chat. But as all of my, just, it's like a story where it is just unbelievable. Like, it's like, you just think, if I tell it, it's just not true. Do you know what I mean, right? But there was four people with me and another four people doing something else, yeah, when this, the craziest thing in the world of all time happened. All time happened, ever, maddest story ever. You know, I'll tell this on a live chat. When I do a live chat, this is what I said by Christmas I need to do. I love rough by Christmas. This is what, did I say 50 or did I say 30? On one of the first live chats, I said by Christmas I need to do a live chat live with, and it'd be for 30 tickets. Was it 30? No, it was 30 tickets because it's a venue, a pub that does 30 tickets. I'm doing, so by Christmas, a live chat live with 30 tickets. Love a Jordy, love a rough Jordy, me pass for the UK beasts. Yeah. Yeah, they're not the birds, they're not the best. I always remember my mate. Do you remember that? The tweet that everyone's going, oh my god, the in-betweeners and stuff. When we went to Magaluf, my mate, I won't say his name, he was, bear in mind, we went to Magaluf at like 22 and he was still a virgin yet. 22? I feel like he never got a nut, like, definitely got stick for it, but 22 he would have been. We went to MAGA, yeah. And he lost it there in MAGA with the, I'm saying no names ever, the biggest, and I mean biggest, Geordie Bird ever, and roughest Geordie Bird. I remember I got lost from them that night, yeah. I got lost that night. I got lost that night and separated from all, and then come back to the room. Came back to the room and just got in bed and went to sleep. Yeah, not thought nothing of it. Not thought the lads had brought birds home or nothing. Didn't think nothing of it. Came back, just got in bed, knackered, fell asleep. Wake up, come to, and there's these like girls' voices on the balcony. These Geordie girl voices. Oh my god, smoking. I hate smoking anyway, so to me, instantly, really, if a girl's smoking, she's considered rough. Do you know what I mean? I hate smoking. Obviously not a joint, but like cigs. And she was just massive. Love to hate, Josh. Murder just trying to get a taxi there, man. Every time I've stayed in Newcastle, it's a lie, a complete lie, because the maddest story. Seb's definitely heard the Newcastle story. Do you know what's funny? So when I went on holiday last week with Ollie, last week with Ollie, I love that Ollie, me and Ollie were the two main components of the Newcastle story, right? Because it started with four and then two got off and we stayed, me and Ollie stayed to the very end of that, right? So when we get together and that, and we relived the story and we did it on holiday, it's just the funniest thing ever. Serious question. As a non-beer drinker, could you date a bird who ordered pints? Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, fine. I've done that before. I've dated girls and everything. Meg had never had a pint, ever. She had a pint. No, Meg has had a pint. Yeah, Meg's had a pint. But a few. Oh, no, I never had a pint. You know, bottles. Did I first meet her? She was on Budweiser. But Budweiser? Bottles of Budweiser, but never figure. Never pints. But I would, 100%, yeah. Pints are fine. I don't think a pint on a girl's bad. If you like a pint, you like a pint. Do you know what I mean? Smoking though, never ever. I wouldn't need a burger. Keep like I am a dead weight to it, does it? I'm a bingy me though. Do you know what I've realised? But I think Prosecco saw it. So you know what people saw? I get this bad rep, yeah, for being sick and stuff and Prosecco and whatever. And I think people link the two together, and you need to get that out of your head. They're not together. Prosecco has been the saviour of me. I'm sick well less, which is obviously I should be. I'm 31, but listen, I'll still be sick all the time. Yeah, I think it's hilarious. If people are sick, I think it's funny. You know what? It's not the sick that's funny. Oh, mate, the double is sick. It's not the sick that's funny. Right. Oh, the double is sick. Do you know, I feel like I've still never explained what happened with the double is sick yet. So we'll get to that. But I think it's the build-up of the day. So, like, I'm out all day. I find this funny when people do it as well. I get these sent to me, or see them and think, you're like, you're out all day. You're posting all these drinks. No one wants to be sick. I don't want to be sick. I don't enjoy being sick. And then eventually get at the end of the day when you've seen them just drink all day, they're sick. And I think it's hilarious. I laugh at that. So I will always be sick. But Prosecco saved me. I used to be sick all the time because my stomach's fucked. I have got the worst IBS of all time. I've done crash diets every single year, right? Every year I've dropped minimum 3 stone, maybe 2.5 stone if I've not been too bad over the winter. Sometimes upwards of 4 stone. Every single year, yeah, I've had to drop this weight, and I do it every year since I was 20-year-old. Crash diet every single year. I lose, let's say, 3 stone. On average, for the last decade, I have lost 3 stone and gained 3 stone every year all the time. My stomach's fucked, yeah, drinking all kinds of shit. I think you've told the double six storyline. I don't think I have. I didn't think I did. With the plane setting off and that. The plane set off, the guy, did I say it? Or did I? Have I told it? With the guy going, with the air hostess. Have I told that? Nowhere. Sad. I thought it was a really funny story. The air hostess fucked me. Oh, yeah, because I was on last week when I did the surprise one. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the surprise one last week. So I'd have said everything on that. Can you believe I shouted out, fucking, we're off topic and then we forgot to do it? How many questions have I got this week? I've got a few, you know. How many have I got? Is that you? Because you're not Matt again. Matt sees. I've got, do you know what it is, right? When you do these, I get questions off. It's hard to get them because I just go off to people who I follow and follow back because they go in my normal finger and I get them from there and then sometimes I will win it because when I ask for this, I just get, you know, obviously you think I've got the request thing. It's just the worst questions of all time, the first ones. Or it'll just be, why are you a spaz? Do you know what I mean? Like, the worst questions ever. And sometimes if I'm, like, proper bored or if I'm at the gym lying on that, lying on the hotbed and I've got nothing to do, I'll flick through sometimes and find questions for this one. Wolfpack, he's left me. Can you believe me and Wolfpack? It was a good thing we had going on, wasn't it? Can you believe we're done? Me and Wolfpack are done. Have you and the Wolf agreed to terms of the big... There's no coming back from that argument. And I think he's a little bit gutted. I think he likes it when me and him are on side. We had a good little run, but back to him just being weird again, you know. Do you know he's out? Straight back at him. I was like, oh, you're all right, Wolfpack. But is that right? Do you know, with him, it's hard now to, like, take him seriously because he couldn't even meet to do a walk and talk, right? He was like, nah, I can't do a walk and talk. Things are going really good for me at the minute. And, like, he's agreed to meet for, like, three, four different people who've messaged me saying he's agreed to meet us for pints before Everton game and just doesn't show up. And do you remember what was that guy called who he didn't turn up for at the garage? That, like, so when he berates me, I remember at first when he first jumped on Twitter, I was thinking, this guy's a bit of a lunatic, you know. Like, you can't be arsed with him in your life. And used to, like, just leave him to it, let him just do whatever he was up to and would never get involved with him. But obviously now you just realise he's just a fucking idiot. Like, it's hard to take him seriously when he goes on these tirades and sends me voice notes. Like, should I play one of his voice notes? Let's get one of his voice notes. You know what? So I said to him, and look, I bet you, and he'll definitely. Do you know where people go? I'm not reading all that. Do you know they go? I'm not reading all that, and you go, yeah, well, you definitely did, right? So look, he sent me 3 voice notes, yeah. And I genuinely, as you can see right there, haven't read them listened to them 2 voice notes at all. Not listened to them for a second because it's 59 seconds and 33 seconds. And it was, how do I check the time? It was at 8 a.m. So People in the chat know, do we listen to the 59-second one or the 33-second one? You decide. You've got to think 59 could be rambling. 33, you could get better highlights in the 33. Do you know what I mean? I've never heard it. You've never heard it. I'm going to play it on here. But what are we going for, the 33-second or the 59-second? Oh, the chat's behind. I want 33, I think. I think 33 would be both. Nah, not both. We're having one. This is the game. We're having one of them. Whichever is first, 59's first. But it's followed by 54 that I'd stopped halfway through. So I did start listening to the 54, yeah. And then it was just garbage and I stopped halfway through. So 59. I'm not doing both. Listen, I'm not doing both. I don't want to cut the ass listening to both. Right, I'll tell you what. We'll listen to one. This is, I would listen to both, but it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be, you've got to choose. No, this is golden balls. You choose one. Choose it now. Choose wisely. Imagine you choose 33 seconds. It's just him breathing 36 seconds. Whichever seconds, because he might have got his thoughts in the first one. Right, second, right. So you want the second one? Right. Second, we're going for 33 seconds. Josh speaks. Josh is the first one by 59. Someone went 59, but Josh is the first one with authority. Do you know what I need to do? Figure with Josh. He's here every week. Well, how do I do it on here? Right, no, play the voice note first, then we'll do that. Right, 33 seconds. I've never heard it either. Go.
So, you used to call me evil if I'm to reduce the population. And believe me, you don't know my intentions. You don't know, Josh. You don't know. You don't know.
I feel like 33 seconds. I reckon 59 would have been better. This is what I put up with. Oh, no way. I bet Netflix document, definitely. Oh, what was I gonna say? I've got a theory about him though, and I may have to act on it because someone could be in real danger, you know, seriously. What was we talking about then? Was that about this? Oh yeah, about him. What have we missed out though? How did we get onto that? We were definitely talking about something that was serious, well seriouser than that. He did produce so. Remember Paddy in lockdown? He was just a lunatic, wasn't he? He wasn't this wolf pack where he's like now some like investor in that. His gimmick was he was a lunatic, but someone definitely found SoundCloud of him being someone else, acting as someone else. I promise you, this is a real thing. He found someone found a SoundCloud of him acting. Maybe it was an acting class, I don't remember. I remember it going round and getting spread. So maybe he's just an actor and he plays different people. He's a fucking mad guy. And he latched onto me. Bootcake. Yeah, to watch his walking vlog. I would love the walk and talk. I'd still have the walk and talk now, but he won't do it. He just refused to do it. It's the free watch. It makes me laugh. I laugh at some of his stuff. Because he always goes across the thing. Instead of just going like, if you were just itchy, you'd do that. He goes. I think he's funny. I think he's good stuff. I just don't know why he has to just attack me all the time. I would rather us get on because it's just easier for my life if we're getting on. I don't have to sit. I went on for hours, and obviously I was up with the UFC, and I said, like sometimes I humor and sometimes I nibble back because I love a little argument. Don't I? I've said this 100 times. But because I'm up watching, usually I would just wake up to a barrage of stuff and then it's gone by then. I'd just say, like, mate, chill. What is wrong with you? But because I was up for the UFC, I was arguing back. What you did all weekend, bro? What have I done? Nothing. So Saturday, JJ was at a party but I didn't go. And then got out of a kids' party. Thank God, I hate kids' parties already. And then Sunday, it's been Mother's Day, so nothing. Not really doing anything. Joshua wins in a fight, Mariah Carey or J-Lo? A fight? Probably J-Lo, but I like Mariah Carey well more than J-Lo. Definitely. It's fun and games until you come home to Bobby boiling in a fart. Graham is definitely the brains of the operation. Graham, who's Graham? Plot. Oh, Graham the Dolphin. Yeah. Graham. There has to be something wrong with him, though, because to have to do all this and to have all these, characters and that, like, that can't be normal. Like, even if he's just doing it for a laugh on Twitter, like, it, like, how do you keep up with all them accounts and that and log into them all and speak from them all and do it? That's, like, serious, like, glued-in shit, do you know what I mean? No way I can keep up with all that sort of stuff. He's got the autism in the very least. Yeah, 100%. He's a mad guy. He'll watch this definitely and he'll be like, I'm going to kill him. Right, let's get to the questions. So, well, why does it say... Oh, yeah, because that's finger. Yeah, definitely. Round the bend in Ozzet. Got found out by Rozzers. Definitely not, mate. I'm speaking to him right now. Right, anyway, first question. So, this is a good question. How weird is this? Louis MG, yeah. Do you know what? He sent me a voice note. I'm not listening to his voice note because it might not be good. I don't want to out him. He's not done anything wrong. He says, Genie or McAllister? Yeah, right. So this is for everyone. Genie or McAllister? So I was only just talking about this the other day, about saying that McAllister's like a classy version of Genie. But it is, don't be hasty, do you know what I mean, right? This is only his first like thing. If you see, like, if he can end up being like a monster, you know, Genie never got injured, was just fit all the time, just played all the time, like, just had good games all the time. Like, I know it's bad, isn't it? Because my opinion, I used to give him Maka 100%. See, I think Steph and I were being serious because Genie did a lot for us and was a very good player. And you know what? I feel like I was Genie's biggest critic, but loved him. Knew what he brought, everything. Genie was, I loved him. Genie is a Muppet. Oh, yeah, Rob won't like Genie. See, it's what I mean, Genie. Why? So, Rob, why would you not like Genie? I feel like I've never had that sort of thing where if a player leaves for a bad reason, I'll hate them. But most players who leave, I'll just like them because it's fucking football, mate. We'd sell them straight away, no matter what. If we want to get rid of them, we'd sell them. They could have just bought an house, massive mortgage in Liverpool. And because we don't fancy them anymore, just sell them. Just get rid of them and move them to Italy, Spain, France. Like, so sometimes if they just want to fucking leave, leave. I love all ex-players unless they're a little rat. We never down to the year you got relegated. You're talking nonsense. He fucking had the season of his life. Remember the year you went down, he scored fucking like summit past, he just scored three past us or something. Talking nonsense. You never down tooled. Unless he down tooled at like the back end of it. And I just didn't really know about that. Did he down tool in the back end of the season? Really? And I didn't know. And you don't know about that. Genie, but McAllister probably has a high seat. Yeah. I think you're right there, Josh. I think Genie, you have to say Genie at the minute because, like, it's Genie, like, what, he won everything. But I think it's about injuries as well. If McAllister starts getting injuries and stuff, because it's all well now. Oh, then again, Klopp's leaving, innit? I feel like it's not going to be a decision because we're going to be that. Why do I sometimes sit and get dead hopeful, hopeful about football? And is McAllister going to be good? No, we're not going to rate McAllister as good as Genie because we're going to be dog shit when Klopp leaves. And it's fucking horrendous. As people realising how bad the season's going to be next season, it's going to be terrible. That's why today, do you know, when we draw today, yeah, it was... I would have took, because I'm so negative, I would have took a draw, I would have snatched your hand off at a draw all day. I would have took that draw last week. If you'd just said to me last week, we're not even going to play this game, we're just going to have a draw, I wouldn't have been asked. But I don't need the game. You don't need to play that game. Just give us a point each and fuck it off, because I don't need them games like that. They're horrendous. They're horrible games. They're not even enjoyable. The whole build-up's horrendous. The whole thing, through the whole... You can't enjoy the game. Well, I can't. I can't enjoy the game so much because I'm that worried that we're going to concede. I can't enjoy the game. Can't even enjoy the thought of us scoring because I'm that thingy thinking, if we lose this game, it's horrible. It's horrendous. It's the worst. So... just like lost my train of thought there because these two are arguing. I love it. He relegated issues of that season. I love Josh and Rob arguing in here most weeks. Mickey Edwards fight. Yeah, but he was good. He might be found out to be a fraud as well. He might be another guy who's made a career off Klopp. A system fucking, what's it called? All these signings seem good because Klopp made him good. We'll see what he's like with another manager, mate. Trust me, Klopp was everything and we're finished. Bang on. Don't need to know anything that happened that season. Who was it when Rafa came in back into the season? They went down. See, I was like on my way on football back then, like that round that time, in terms of like actual genuine interest in football, like watching Champions League games, watching all stuff. Do you know what I mean? But Everton put them down. Was it Everton who relegated you? Getting 20 mil for Jota. Oh, we Do you know that's the thing that we miss? What you miss is when you're not as good as a team, when you're a dominating team like we was for a few years, yeah, your shite goes for more because it's just like, it just does. That's how United kept up, like, being able to spend and compete because their shite went for more. You know, one player I always think we was a victim of, like, just the climate at the time. Do you know how much underpaid we got for Harry Wilson? We'd have got 20, 22, 25 million for Harry Wilson had it not, we not sold in the COVID summer. But everyone was just like, lost loads of money and wanted to recoup it all. So everyone was selling everyone dead cheap money for like maybe two windows. And we should have sold Harry Wilson. If we were playing ball with Harry Wilson, we could have got more than for Harry Wilson probably the year before that. But we loaned him out again because we used to always do it. We were sick of that. Loan fee. And you decide, don't you? They would see if they could milk the loan fee. We did it with loads of people. That was the perfect way the club was run perfect when we had like this little thing where Klopp would take like players that weren't really worth much and make, because of how the system was and we didn't really need that much rotation, he would have them in the team and then sell them and we wouldn't even usually lose money on. People like Shaqiri, we didn't lose money on. Or just like, oh, if there was players like Lallana, so for example, we paid a lot of money for him, but it didn't like come from when Klopp was there. So Klopp just, he got a new deal at one point, didn't he, Lallana, and then just ran his deal to the end. So people like Sturridge and that, we would never get rid of them players. We never sold them for the little nominal fees we would have got, because it was better to just have them as decent paid squad players and just let the contracts run down. Have you ever known a team to let more like decent players' contracts just run down? Genie contracts just ran down. We just let it run down. Same with Sturridge, same with Lallana. Milner, but I suppose Milner was a bit different. They went and got relegated two seasons in a row. They never got relegated two seasons in a row, did they? Sri Lanka, 22 million for Sri Lanka. But now that looks like a decent fee, to be honest. He's one proper, seriously goal scoring season away from like blagging a move to somewhere like not Tottenham, not Arsenal, but like a big move, not even Villa. Do you know what I mean? Do you know when a player like him, who I think everything tells me he's not really that good, but like we'll have a couple of good, and he's English as well. Oh, then you did. Oh, yeah, have that in it. We beat Everton 3-0 and confirmed the relegation. Is that what it was? Sad that you got relegated twice, wasn't it? I would have rather them being you. Obviously, it was never going to happen like that, but I would have rather that the demise been them than you. I love Sunderland, and I love Sunderland away. Gutted about Sunderland going shit. Still coming to a Sunderland game this season, definitely. Reeks of a Chelsea re-sign. What do you mean, Chelsea re-sign? Oh, so Schlenky back to Chelsea? Yeah, they need a striker, don't they? Imagine that. Imagine they bought him back for, like, silly money. And he was the striker. It would never work. I could still to this day, cannot believe. I mean, what better is this camera, by the way? I'm just looking at things and how sharp this T-shirt is. Is this a sick T-shirt, you know? How nice is that? Brazil. And it says on the back, Brazil, in like a weird writing, like a training top. It was about 10 quid from Sports Direct. Sports Direct. I always do this, me. I buy all my clothes, or I buy a lot of my summer clothes in like winter when it's dead cheap, and buy all my winter clothes in summer and just put it away. I put it on today because I did a wash and it was just out, so I put it on. But it's sick, nice, ready for summer. But I went on holiday now, so that's why it's out. It's been out. That's been in the washing machine. Do you know what I do, me? It's like, Meg hates it. I'll put stuff in the washing machine when I've not wore it, well, after I've wore it, and it like store it in there, and then do a massive big wash. Whenever I do a massive big wash, sometimes if the washing machine's too full and I think that doesn't need washing, I'll take it out, do the big wash, and then it can go and sit back in the washing machine again until I do a big wash. And sometimes if I know I'm not going to wear that and the washing machine's full, or if I'm not doing a dryer wash, if I'm doing one where it has to all hang up, I'm thinking there ain't going to be enough room on the maid and that doesn't need to go in. We'll go back in. So I've not thought this is useful. Oh, it's only been for two washes. One wash after the holiday. Two washes since the holiday. Yeah, one wash, I didn't think this was useful enough. Because they'd be equivalent of Everton in the Merseyside derby. Need something back up in the Prem. Yeah, that's nice. I feel like, do you not miss the derby? That's when everyone used to always want Everton to get relegated. Now I don't really curse, I don't go to the game. But when everyone used to want Everton to get relegated, I used to always think, why would you want Everton to get relegated, mate? The derby's one of the best games of the year. And why would you want to just lose that? Be gutted. You've been saying that since at least January. There's only five games left. There's only five Sunderland games left. You're lying. Sunderland fixtures. Let's lock one in, mate. You've only got five games. I don't even got a fucking hell. You're talking nonsense. You've got loads of games left. Millwall. She got Millwall game. May. When's May? Oh, that's last game of season, isn't it? 6th of April. Terrible time. I can't go to an away game. I'd rather go to an away game. Take me to an away game. Book an home game. Away game. Five home games left. Oh, yeah, you're not going to. You sell it everywhere, don't you? We've only got five home games left as well. We've only got five games. See, oh yeah. Do you know what? I couldn't believe it. So I keep saying, oh, it's not going to be a. This ain't going to be a free title race. Arsenal will drop off, and I still think they will. I think when it gets, I don't think that. I think they'll have dropped off, and there's like five games left. They're going to end up having a bad spell. But there's only 10 games left. So this is a full on title race, isn't it? Like a full on title. How are we keeping up with these two? The money they've spent and everything. How are we fully keeping up with them? Arsenal spent like 200 million in the summer. Spent like 600 million in the last like three fucking years or something. And City are just City, a big, massive power spending machine, and we're keeping up with them. Klopp is a genius. He's the best manager in the world. It winds me up that people even try and compare him to Pep, mate. Pep could never. And bear in mind, by the way, yeah. You know what's the sad thing about Pep? With me, I loved him. Pep was like the saviour for me when he was starting at Barcelona, because he was taking trophies off United. I fucking loved him. I loved him. He was the best ever. And then he started to get a bit annoying at Bayern Munich, because I just felt like he was a dickhead with his antics. But I didn't mind his antics when he was at Barcelona, because he was helping me and I loved him. I thought he was amazing. And he started to get a bit of annoying at Bayern Munich, and then he's just a fucking dickhead now, isn't he? And Pep's just by far a better manager than him. Like, it's not even close. Size are you in the top? This is the largest top. It's a large. It's a bit tight, you know, but it's a slim fit large. All these training tops, if you look, they're always slim fit. So you get large when you're a medium, but I'm not a medium. But it fit nice on the holiday. Have you seen the picture of me on holiday in this? There's a picture of me and... Oh, I'll get it up. There's a picture of me and JJ on holiday this. It's been a very bad 2 weeks. I'm supposed to start tomorrow, and I know I'm not going to start my diet. But hang on. It fit really nice on holiday. And in 2 weeks, I've just put... if I weighed myself, I'm not going to do it. I've probably put a stone on. Seriously, probably put a stone on, I reckon, in 2 weeks. That's what the problem with these crash diets. Look. Fit nice on holiday. Literally nice, like it's not tight at all. It's a bit tight now. What a sick holiday that was. Mate, I was so nervous about the game when it got drawn. Never been more gutted than we drew using the cup. Only thing we had hang on, you're not being... Oh, yeah, that must have been sad. I feel like I really wanted, like, a massive wanted Sunderland to win that game. And I think, yeah, what you're saying there, Josh, was it better to just not have played them? Just not have now, because now they've just battered you. Sad that. You never really stood a chance, did you? I think you'd have probably stood more of a chance, seriously, if it was at their ground. Who was the manager for that? Was it Mowbray? Or what's he called? Beale? Who's your manager now? Have you got a manager yet? We should have had a pen, lad. We'll take a draw because City play Arsenal. Yeah, that's what I mean. City and Arsenal playing each other is great, and I reckon they'll draw. Oh, I would love Arsenal. Imagine Arsenal beat City. Oh, please, mate. Because Arsenal, it doesn't matter yet. If you're chasing Arsenal, even with two games left, if they can manage to get to that, no matter what, they will crumble. If it goes to the last game, the problem is City never crumble on the last game. They'll never do it. They just don't. I don't know why. They just don't. City don't crumble on the way, because they're just a machine, aren't they? A well-oiled machine, yeah. They'll crumble at Anfield because it's a different sort of pressure, that. The shitbags. That's why the coach has to go a different way. Can you believe that, by the way? I was saying this in the group today, yeah. Why are Liverpool not saying something about sporting integrity to that fucking, for the coach being going a different way? That coach thing is a massive thing when we play City. We've won games based on that. The 3-0 in the Champions League, mate, was probably based on the fact that we fucking terrorised their coach and their heads fell off. It was a 3-0, wasn't it? Not the 4-3. It was a 3-0 in the Champions League. Why are we allowing them to take that away from us? When we play them, we don't have to fucking... They are not their coach. Just because their coach thing's embarrassing doesn't mean it goes a different way. Why? That's one of the things. When you play a team in the Premier League, you play home and you play away, and you're supposed to incur the benefits of playing home and away. You're supposed to get the negatives of playing away, and then you get the benefits of playing at home. Just because fucking Man City's coach think welcoming is fucking terrible, right, doesn't mean we should lose one of the benefits of a home game. Why have we lost our benefit of a home game then? G'ing the players up before they get in the fucking fit stadium, so they think, yeah, this is sick. We lost that today. That's not right. That goes against sporting integrity. And I'm not even just talking nonsense here or just saying things for fucking... Am I not right? Yeah, people are not listening to what I'm saying here and thinking, yeah, you know what? He's right though. Why should we have lost that coach thing because of fucking police? Because their players are fucking shitbags. Get a better bus that doesn't fucking... where it's not going to get smashed by fucking glass bottles, and you'll be fine. Things will just bounce off it. Why do we have to fucking do that? Because they're shitbags. It's honestly a joke. As soon as Ireland's rolled the red carpet out for them. Oh, how bad was that? No, how terrible was that, Josh? I promise you, when I seen it, when you were being dead nice to him, and it... I thought your best chance of them would have been to make it horrible. I thought Eddie Howe was them beating you, give it, probably saved Eddie Howe. Not his job, definitely not his job, but it was starting to slide with the fans, definitely. And fuck off, Rob. Oh, ass lickers, that's what it is. Do you know what it is with all them lot? I've realised they all love City in that because they hate Liverpool that much. They all, for some reason, everyone hates Liverpool for it, and it's just the weirdest thing ever. Why do you all hate us? Liverpool is a sound club to be as like a. I want. Why would you not want City to win things over Liverpool? I don't get it. Like, City, look how like horrendous they are. The fans are just the most like soulless fans of all time. They've just bought everything and just the average everyday fan rather than Liverpool. And I think it's weird. But then again, I'm rather than United. Is that weird? No, because United are fucking horrible. We had Spurs all bus for Wembley. And it didn't look very bulletproof. Like, is that what you had? I thought you had Shrewsbury bus. Fucking Mike Dodd, one of the coaches and our manager. Till the end of the season, looks like a school to it. Oh, it's terrible. And it's sad. So I've never had that because we had it with Kenny. It wasn't the same because we won a cup and everything. And it wasn't, and he was like beloved. You know, when a team appoints like the assistant or a coach to the end of the season, and you know, they're just saying, right, this season's finished now. Rich, you know, just write the season off and think we'll go again next year. Sad, innit? Because now what's the point in you going to games and that? I'm still coming to a game, by the way. Can you get me an away game or what, Josh? Is it hard to get tickets? Because if not, I want to go to Finger. I want to do a West Brom away. Definitely. West Brom's perfect. Or Watford. Watford away would be sick. Watford away. I need to do Knox. I want to go out in Sunderland. I'm going to message you now. Hang on. Do. Ellison's flogged it to him. Oh, did they? Is that what they do? Do the clubs all sell it to, like, if you're, when they've got an old bus, do they sell them on? Was it a good bus? Liverpool set the bar, and Liverpool's coaches, that's why they'll be back. Anyone except us, Liverpool done it all first. After hours is right, mate. He's definitely right. Wait till you see your last messages. Oh, here we go. Where have you messaged me? Agree apart from the crisps. Oh, that, do you know what? Where have you messaged me? Message me anywhere. Where did you see our last messages? Oh, our last messages. Was this on the holiday? I'm pissed. Let's have a look. Oh, you asked me. Is that what was I supposed to figure to you? I'll reply. I like Scousers, mate. So, Genie or Macca? Question one on an hour. And I still haven't answered Genie or Macca, and there's some good questions, and how am I going to answer them all? Right, I'm going to say Genie because but I like Macca a lot, you know, and I can't believe I said he was a system player, but I think he is a system player, and he's playing in a good system, which is Klopp. So I think next season he's not going to be great, and we're not going to be great. But so I'm just going to go Genie just because it's Genie. Yes, it's Matthew. Oh, it's not the same one. Matthew again, I think these questions are sick, right? So he's the first person this week to do two questions. Would you accept 50k if the person you hated most in the world got 150k? Would you do it? And I think, yeah. 100%. 100% was. You reckon the pen? So, I have heavily said pen in the emotions of it, but... And it, yeah, he kicks him in the chest. So, in today's football, it's a penalty all day, but he does win the ball. And I do always say, if you win the ball, it's not a penalty. Nah, I don't want to get in that. Yeah, I think I would, you know. I think, because I feel like 50 grand, I could turn 50 grand into well more than 50 grand. So, yeah, I think I would do it. And then hope. Who's the person I hate the most in the world? The person I hate the most in the world is someone who will squander that 150k. So, within a year, we're probably neck and neck anyway. Maybe not neck and neck in a year, but depends how quick they blow through it. 100 grand, you could blow through 100 grand quick if you're an idiot. And the person I hate the most in the world would definitely be an idiot. Right, this is the best one. Would you rather be stuck on a life raft at sea for 10 days with El Hamlet or a Lord? If you go with El, he's got enough food and water to have one small meal a day. If you go alone, you only have 500 milligrams of water a day, milliliters of water a day, and no food. Oh, he put something else, and I've missed it, but you can't push it. What was it now? I've not wrote the last bit of the question down. He sent it in two parts, but you can't. Here it is. Oh, you can't kill him or lash him overboard, so you have to coexist with him on the raft. But I get a meal a day and a drink. Yeah, and then pay someone 50k to go and tax them as UA. Yeah. See, that's, I feel like you would want that, but for the spirit of the question, I'm going, like, they get their money, I get my money, we go our separate ways. Elf of pure entertainment, but I'd be worried. That, see, yeah, that's it, Kieran. I'm thinking L, because, like, why would I bite my nose off to spite my face? Do you know what I mean? I want the food. But could you be spending, what is it, a week? Oh, a week's not two. Was it a week? Would you rather? Or 10 days? His head is going to be chopped by, like, that day five, day six. Just used to. Just, he'll be twitchy as anything. Do you think it's weird to have curry sauce on? No, never, Paddy. Whoa, never, ever, ever. Do you think it's weird to have curry sauce on sausage and chips from the chipping? I always have it. Sometimes I'll have gravy on fish and chips. Sometimes I'll have curry on fish and chips. Sometimes I'll have gravy on chips and fish, chips, sausage and chips. Sometimes I'll have curry. Perfect. Unreal. In fact, I prefer it with curry. I have not the fruit stuff though. That fruit curry is nasty. How do people eat that fruit curry? It's fucking disgusting, mate. I can't believe Meg gets it. Fruit curry. It's the worst. The Chinese horrible coloured cut curry is the best, mate. That fruit curry is fucking horrendous. He'd pull out five with that shed of a domination. Sort your bad out and sort Spur for Newcastle where they then we can actually bully Rob after a game. I can still get Newcastle tickets, but I wouldn't be able to come. hang on. James, I don't think I'm weird for having it. Oh, you two boys in real life? No way, that's not weird at all. Radioactive orange curry is the best, lad. Yeah, the orange stuff, that's the best one. Fruit curry. People know what fruit curry is. Tingin says, what's fruit curry? People know what fruit curry is, isn't it? Do you know the curry which has got the little, like, weird bits of fruit in it? It's got, like, raisins in it and that. Get it from, like, English shippers. People know what that is, don't they? Hang on, I'll get a picture of it. I need to start having a thing so I can bring it up here. How did Fingy on the what's it called? He did it. Maybe I'll get him into this. Maybe Kane can be the producer in here now. Start being the producer in here. Nah, I don't think it'd be the same if it wasn't just a one-man band if they live chats. I love them for this. How much over are we? An hour and 5 minutes, we'll answer two questions. I honestly thought this has been going up for an hour and 5 minutes. Fucking hell. Promise you, I weren't expecting any more than 40 minutes on that timer. An hour and 5 minutes. Have we said anything? Have we spoke about anything? Fruity curry. Why is it showing all this garbage? It's showing, like, actual fruit curries. People know what I mean, don't they? Raisins or something. Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Fruity curry from a chippy. Hang on, chippy. I need a wee as well. Again, that time I nearly drank one. Yeah, see, this garbage. It is terrible, let me tell you. People get it. It's awful. It's like sweet in that. I know what you meant. No idea what's called that. Yeah, fruity curry. It's disgusting. Right, what was that question? 10 days is a long time, you know. I think I'd go with him because it's food. Like, I need the food. I can't go 10 days without food. But then again, can you live on just water for 10 days? Like, is it fine? Will you live on the town in the Northwest Woogs? Worst three towns in the Northwest. Worst three towns in the Northwest. I like the Northwest, you know. What's classified as the Northwest? Like, that's not like Newcastle, that's Northeast, isn't it? Northwest towns. Where have I even been in the Northwest? I like Oldham. I like Charlie. I like Bolton. I like all these towns. I like Wigan. I like the Northwest. Barrow. I don't think I've been to Barrow, though. Well, definitely not been to Barrow. Preston. Preston's... Nah, I'd say I like Preston. Love Morecambe. Love Blackburn. Fuck you, Stefan. You little wool. I was thinking, like, I haven't watched them DVDs. I won your giveaway. Have you got them, Kieran? Yes. Is that Kieran? Is that it? No way. I didn't know if somebody said it, but that was you. Yes, Kieran. Kieran's one of the boys. I've been mates with Kieran for fucking years. And Kieran, I thought when you were the first person to win the DVDs. I still got all them DVDs, you know, in the shed at the Airbnb. The shed's padlocked because it's got my bike in it. You have to, anything you don't want people messing about with in the Airbnb, you've got to padlock away. So my shed's padlocked. It's got a bike in it and about 2,000 DVDs. Blackpool's definitely the worst. Nah, listen. So it's weird this because Blackpool, because I'm just round the corner. So I hate Benidorm and I say it's like Blackpool with sun. And that's why I kind of hate it, because it gives that. But I don't mind Blackpool in the sun for one day because I'm around the corner. Do you know what I mean? But every day, that's why I don't like it. I like Blackpool. Blackpool in the sun's a good day. And Blackpool, do you know, has anyone been to? No one here has been to Pier Jam, have you? Pier Jam's a festival in Blackpool, yeah. Because obviously, like, a lot of my mates in Bolton are like rough people. Like rough lads. My mates in Bolton are rough, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm fucking rough. I'm just nerdy and intelligent. And we go to Page Jam. I've been to Page Jam loads of times, and it's a fucking rough festival, Page Jam, let me tell you. I've still got them with plastic on. I've had some great nights in Blackpool. Blackpool's a sick night out, but people, but it's round. Like, I like Blackpool for a one-off night out because it's round the corner from my house. I can be home in half an hour from Blackpool. Ben and I'm really stuck to it. Yeah, Blackpool's a sick. I like a day in Blackpool, bar hopping and stuff. One of my favourite days out ever was Blackpool away with Bolton. Loved it. And I remember Reflex there is owned by a Bolton fan in Blackpool, and he was like, if you can prove you're a Bolton fan, it's half price drinks, half price pants, half price pints. Ask who was, well, loads of people there. That Wes, you know, that Wes Bido FC off Twitter, he was there. Mad, because I knew him before he was like a funny Bolton fan on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? I knew him in real life at my school and that. He was my best mate's cousin, actually. And it was a half price Bolton. I'm thinking, how can I get this? People are showing tattoos and that. I was like, look, mate, I've got a fucking Bolton ticket, away ticket in my hand. And listen to my accent. I'm obviously a fucking Bolton fan. And he was coming in an army. And then I classified, and he was giving me fucking half price pints all the time I was there. That's when I was a full-on cider drinker, you know, for about 3-4 years, longer. So when I used to go out with my mates when I was younger, I could never drink. They would all, like, I could drink Frosty Jacks and that, but I despised it. I just drank it because it was a cheap thing, and it was out in the park, and that's why I would drink like 2 liters of Frosty Jacks, 2 liters of like white ace or whatever, like White Lightning and all that, just to get pissed. But I never liked it, and it wouldn't have been something I would have been able to drink as a drink as I was older. And then as I started to get older, but then I would refuse to drink. I think that because of how disgusting that was, I never thought I'd like cider. So for years I was just spirits only and like cocktails and that. Never had. Still wouldn't even drink Strongbow or anything. Like, think used to think it was that. I don't know how I got onto it, but I got onto it late. I got onto Strongbow. The first year I went to Cavos, by 20, I still wasn't onto Strongbow, like, as being a nice drink, and I was just spirits on there. Probably went to town every day from like 19 to 20, 23, 24. Well, obviously till about 21, actually. Like 3 years, probably went out drinking every Friday, Saturday, and never had a pint of anything, no cider, no lager. Just would go and get vodka lemonade or vodka, like gin and lemonade, like anything like that. And then loved cider for years, got pissed on cider for years. I used to love just having nights where I would just drinking standard Strongbow all through the night and would get proper pissed and have a good time and get sloppy though. And then eventually I just started being sick when I drink cider. Whenever I drink cider, I'm sick. Prosecco, save me. Used to love throwing people down the back stairs there, Matt. I used to work at a club there called Sanok. Was fucking dog rough. Where's that? Blackpool. Why are you from Blackpool, Matt? Oh, yeah, Matt, you are from Blackpool. You're the Blackpool fan in here, aren't you? Who hated the Premier League season. Is it you? Yeah, it's you. Oh, no, you loved the Premier League season, sorry. It used to. I still think. I thought this the other day when Luton scored. Did Luton score an equaliser this week? Was it this week they drew? Last minute equaliser. I was thinking, I would be loving this season if I was a Luton fan. Yeah, it was the Palace game because that was the only one of my draws. Did you see me six draws? Every week I'm going to do a six draw bet and watch. Can you believe I didn't even mean to. Promise you, I never meant to. I only found out you could do a free, you can do bet builders. You can do a bet building accumulator, right? And I did the last three fights of the UFC, and I promise you, I even said to my mate, I'm putting Finger to go the distance. I think he's just going to box his head off. Or Mali to go the distance, and I put knockout by accident. I'm still going from Palace away. Yeah, we got it last minute yesterday. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, see? I'm still going from Palace. Oh, you still are? Yes, lad. Are you still going? Sunday night? Yes. How old are you? That's sick. Now I'm from Liverpool. All right. Yeah, the Blackpool one then. Sorry, mate. There was a Blackpool fan in here a couple of weeks ago. Does anyone remember him? He was talking about the Premier League season and all that. He was proper sound. Who was that? Yes, it was sick. I can't believe it. I know you. I do get exactly what you were saying, where it was you want to get back to the championship where you control games and stuff. But, mate, you're having the sixth season. Must have been sat. Them 6 points must have been terrible for you. Did it feel like a bit of a finger? As Luton fans, are you properly watching this court case thing then? Like the Forest and Everton getting more points and stuff. Love Luton. I want them to stay up. Yeah, I proper like them. I think they've been a good. Kieran, you're right, mate. I agree with that. I think they've been a good addition to the Premier League. I love them. I love how they've got the little ground where you always need one of them in the Premier League. I know it was Bournemouth, but Bournemouth fans are not like horrible to make it like Luton. I don't think Luton fans are really horrible, but Luton feels more like, you know, Bournemouth's a bit, maybe because Bournemouth got used to it now. it's not the same. Luton, you go there and you feel like it's good to watch teams go there and just struggle for no reason other than they're just playing at a shit ground in the Luton. Do you know what I mean? I like it. Work at seven, just polish what got left off, fucking off sharpish. You know what you need to do? This is something I learned later in life, yeah, when you can't sleep, when you're up. So I would always do it. But when I got to that point, I would do it with vodka and lemonade, or like vodka and Ribena was a good one. But now I just do a bottle of Prosecco. When you finish your thing, yeah, and you think you're going to lie there wide awake, which you will. I did it for years, would just lie there wide awake, thinking, wow, what the fuck, fuck's sake, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Have a big period where you don't have nothing and you just drink something dead strong. So I'd drink like two proper strong bottles of drinks of vodka and just go to sleep. You just knock out and go to sleep. But I found out well later in my life than I needed to, but yeah. So a bottle of Prosecco, if you ever get really bad, so this, I've not done this in fucking, I found this out probably, well, Meg got me onto Prosecco, so I must have done it once since I've been with Meg. And it worked. Bottle of Prosecco, boom. An hour later, you knock out. We're sick of Norwich and Watford each season there for years. Luton are proper good. Yeah, I like Luton being up. I think it's good. I like them. I know Tommy Robinson's a fan, but it's not enough to annoy me. I like Luton. I'd rather them be up than the teams like fucking Watford and that. Right, let's go to the next questions because I've got so many questions and the questions are all by people that definitely watch it. So this is a mad one. I'm out. James Jones, so I didn't know this. I didn't think of it. Has AJ got an issue with Ben Davison as his trainer for the Fury fight if Billy Joe Saunders is back in the gym? Because Fury and Billy Joe Saunders are cousins. And what I was thinking is, in my head, and I was getting into this thinking, yeah, because Billy Joe Saunders would definitely side with Fury before. He's all about loyalty and all that. He'd definitely side with Fury over Joshua, and he would probably have to tell him and stuff, you know. But then I think, Billy Joe Saunders, you rely on him to be in camp. At the same time, Joshua and fucking and figure in camp, AJ in camp, it just won't happen, will it? Trust me, bro, it'll work. Let me know next week if that worked for you. You'll get your head down, I promise you. Within an hour and a half of doing it, you'll go to sleep. And if you can go to sleep at like midnight, that's perfect, mate. You're still going to get seven hours sleep before you need to be in work. So you'll feel horrendous, but you'll have slept. Yeah, but I feel like he probably does have a problem because I reckon Billy Joe Saunders would definitely grass on AJ. But it probably won't be in camp. Matty Johnson, if you had to drink one drink and one drink only for the rest of your life, what would it be? It cannot be water. But as if it would ever be water, imagine only having... I don't know why I had to put that in brackets. It cannot be water. All right, mate. I wasn't going to fucking pick water. One drink for the rest of my life and it'd be water. I think, right, so... I think maybe... No, never real. I always think Lilt, but then, like I said, did we ever even get to the end of the Lilt story? We never did we? The reason why I think I'm a bit bored of Lilt is because I got given loads of Lilt, but I got given Pepsi Max as well. But last time I got my stuff off my dad, I got Iron Brew and Pepsi Max, and I always drink the Iron Brew first, then end up finishing on the Pepsi Max. So I couldn't fancy Pepsi Max because I just finished a crate of Pepsi Max when I got them. So I've been on Lilt all week, and I feel a bit sick of it now. So what's this voodoo? Do a pint of vodka just before a kip and you'll not have the room spinning. So what's this voodoo? Do half a pint of vodka? What are you talking about? No. You know when you get in bed and you've been up doing a lot more than drinking, yeah? And you're lying there wide awake and you are not going to sleep. You know you're not. You're going to toss and turn. You're going to play on your phone. You'll be there for another 4 hours and you're not going to sleep because that's just how it is. Have a couple of strong drinks and you'll fall asleep. Rob, likewise, you're a horrible man. What's he said? Why, what have I missed out? I used to. Has Rob got off? Got to get off all season next week, Josh. Oh, you have a shit week. Yeah, he got off. I didn't realise he got off. Old news, mate. You don't have to announce getting off. Just fucking leave. We've got stuff to talk about. Are you getting off? Or is he saying, likewise, you're an horrible man? Or is Josh getting off as well? Right, what was he saying then? One drink. I say a little, but then would you not? I've even gone off a little now just from six bottles. So what's something I would never go off? I feel like I would never go off Iron Brew, ever. I drink Iron Brew all the time when I've got it. And I have done all my life. I've always drank Iron Brew. That was probably the first fizzy drink that was in my house. Mum's a proper jock, do you know what I mean? I've drank Iron Brew all through my life. Drink it all the time. I drink Iron Brew more than any drink. Fizzy drink, definitely. Oh, yeah. Iron Brew? Yeah, I would say Iron Brew. Seriously, I would say Iron Brew. But then no Ribena, actually, because you got to be practical. And you can't have fizzy thingy all the time. Ribena. Cherry Coke, you're out your mind, man. I don't like Cherry Coke at all. And people love it. Cherry Coke is a lot of people's favourite drink. And I think it's disgusting. Dr. Pepper, disgusting. Cherry Coke, disgusting. Dandelion Burdock, disgusting. I hate all that stuff. You drink the full sugar ones. No, I don't drink full sugar Iron Brew. I drink Iron Brew extra. That's what I bought. If I go to the shop and the cans are next to each other, or sometimes if I'm in being own bargains, I'll buy one of them old fashioned recipe glass bottles, put it in the fridge tub for my tea and have that. But no, I drink Iron Brew extra. All drinks are goose since they're pissed up with sugar content. Yeah, a lot of drinks are not as what they used to be either. But maybe that's for the best, you know what I mean? Like, literally, like, I sound like a bit of a grass, but the kids really need to be drinking all that stuff. Like, seriously sugared stuff, probably not. And you're not going to be able to take them off it. There has to be some sort of laws on how much you can just make drinks addictive to kids and, like, proper sugar it. So I'm going to go Ribena, because you can have Ribena in the morning and, like, you can make it weaker and stronger. Do you know what I mean? If you've got Iron Brew, it's just Iron Brew all the time, but you can have a weaker Ribena in the morning, stronger one, I don't know. I'm going to go Ribena. I'm going to miss this question because it's like, do you know what? I'm going to miss the last two questions because I need a piss. I've been on for an hour and 20 minutes and they can go next week because Smidge is half boycotting it. I think I've not read that for 2 weeks because he doesn't like the stoned ones. It's funny that, isn't it? He admits it to me, just said, I don't really like the stoned one. They're not really like, just me just laughing and not really talking about anything or finishing any stories. He's just not really into them. Old Orange Lucasade was a good drink. I need a really bad piss. I could stay for another hour, but I really need a piss. Old Orange Lucasade is a great drink. Oh, see, I'm gonna piss myself. Is a great drink, and I really need a wee. And there's always been a good drink. But yeah, no, they changed it. I had it for the first time the other day. I needed to buy a drink in Sainsbury's for the gym. But it was a meal deal, but it was late, so they weren't. I really need a wee. They weren't. Do you reckon this feeling's gonna go or what? I'm gonna have to go and have a wee. Or should I just end it? Right, I'm ending it because I could genuinely piss myself here. I've not even drank a full thing, but do you know what it is? When I have my joint, I have a full green tea, and then I come in. This is why I'm always late. I feel like the feeling's going. That's why I'm always late, because I come in, and then I just sit playing on my phone and stuff with a drink, and then have to re-top the drink up. Do you know what? I am going to go, because I do need a piss. It's been great. I don't know what we've talked about, but it's been a great live chat. This has been good. We're off topic on Tuesday, definitely coming back, and the live chat will be back every Sunday this year. I can't wait. And one time, I will not do it stoned. See you later, everyone. End fucking stream. I'm going for a piss.